I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frimp framp sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is peppers. I was asked to cook for the man known in the hot chili circles as the Pope of Peppers. The event where I cooked for him was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for the Peppery Pope's 70th anniversary of his birth. The Pope is also a man, Dave DeWitt by name. He is a man who has reached a starry age I hope to attain one day, long, long from now, with grit and wit. He wears his pepper crown with an easy grin, which saves him from the starchy and sanctimonious self-puffery so commonly found in the successful promoters of the world. Dave, along with his lovely wife MJ, have created a long line of chili spearheaded events. The one in Albuquerque was a Lollapalooza, with attendees busting past the 20,000 marker. It all took place at the Sandia Resort and Casino. My wife, Janet, and I flew out at the request of one of Dave DeWitt's longtime friends and loyal chili head brethren, Mr. Dennis Hayes. Denny was not only organizing some of the key moments in the Pope's party, Denny and I are also publishing partners, so we have a lot of shared projects and passions. The two of us mix our adoration of chilies in with an equal love of palm trees and sandy beaches. Denny arranged for this to be a surprise for the Pope. We came to realize in the process of this journey, it is hard to keep a secret from a Pope. Nonetheless, we forged ahead. I flew with a bag of bomba rice purchased at Delicias de España in my carry-on. My plan was to create a kind of paella, but encase it, enrobe it, if you will, in a roasted and peeled poblano pepper. South of Albuquerque a long time ago, one would have encountered Mesoamerica, a region that extends roughly from southern Mexico down through Central America. By 7000 BC, the people there were planting variations of corn, beans, and chilies. Some of the chilies I use most often must be mentioned. Anchos are a dried poblano chili and are the most commonly used dried chili in Mexico. Brick red to dark mahogany with an orange-red cordovan tint when held up to the light. It is the sweetest of the dried chilies. Chipotles are dried smoked jalapenos. I love these when sold on adobo. Habaneros are a very hot, lantern-shaped pepper, ranging from dark green to orange, orange-red, or red when fully ripe. Serranos are a smallish, tapered pepper with a lean, biting heat and pleasantly high acidity, ranging in color from green to red, with the red being slightly sweeter. I also came to learn that Dave has an astonishing knowledge of medical marijuana. It seems like the subjects could be intricately intertwined when one thinks about it. I asked Dave's wife if she thought he would be hungry enough to eat my stuffed peppers after the large serving of appetizers at the party. She just winked, pantomimed a pipe being hit, and I got the implication. As the tall Zaftig singer who led the birthday band held the proclamation Denny had created to commemorate the august birthday and Dave's achievements in all things peppers, Dave looked out at his subjects at the giant restaurant, beaming beatifically and, giving a papal wave, said to the congregated, "I love you all. How spiritual is that? Smokin'." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.